Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So I want to dive in a little bit on what I mean when I say that you can create your own reality. And I want to start this conversation with a quote from my favorite book, which is To Kill a Mockingbird. I love that book. So I have this quote on my wall, and it says, "Today is the beginning of anything you want." That's what I mean by create your own reality. What do you want? What do you want for your day? What do you want for the next hour? What do you want for your life? And I'll push it a little bit further and say, when you think about what you want, how does that feel? Does it feel good? Does it make you smile? Does it make you excited? You hear me say a lot, follow what feels good. In order to follow what feels good, you first have to find it. And so play with some of the ideas that you have for your day, for the next few hours, for your weekend, for your life. What sounds good? What makes you smile? What makes you that makes your heart beat just a little bit faster in the best positive way? Go after that. And then here's the key. While you're going after it, I'm not telling you to put all the effort in the world into it. I think we effort too much. As we pursue the things and follow the things that make us feel good, what I mean is follow the emotions of feeling good. Follow those emotions. When something makes you feel incredible, do more of that. And you might find that you're being led suddenly to being able to do more of that. And who knows, maybe that becomes a career. Maybe it just becomes the main hobby. But when you are living a life where the things you do feel good, you have created that reality because you are following what feels good. You're not just doing what your mom and dad told you you had to do in order to survive. You're not doing what society says we have to do in order to participate. This is your life. So you get to create it. And so often I think the word create triggers us. It makes us immediately go on the defense. And we think, I'm not creative. Bullshit. Creativity, being creative is in your blood. It is in your being. It is in your DNA. You are here to create, whether you're a mom and you're creating children, whether you are an artist and you're creating art, or if you are alive and you are creating your next moment, you are a creator. I believe so strongly that we are extensions. We are physical representations of the universe, of source energy, of God. And if you look at God, the universe, source, spirit, the divine, as the creator of all things, and I am an extension of that, and you are an extension of that, that means that you are a creator because that is in you. That is part of what you are. That's what I mean. That's what it means to create your own reality. And here's the thing, I'm making it sound so intense. It's fun. I believe that we are here to create, which means we're here to have a fucking great time. That is your purpose. That is absolutely your purpose, is to create the best life you possibly can. And by doing so, you are creating an amazing life for you and your friends and your family. You're having an amazing impact on people. If you're creating like dresses or artwork or like inventions or like calendars and schedules, apps, computer programs, it's all creation. And it all comes down to doing what we love and what we're passionate about and what makes us feel good. And I want you to understand the reason I'm harping on this so much is because you deserve that. You deserve the life you love. That's the whole point of all of this. That's the whole point of me reminding you to remember who you are, reminding you to create your own reality. I'm really reminding you that you're worth all of that, that you deserve anything and everything that makes your heart sing. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. and out of your mouth. Keep doing that deep breath in and out through your mouth. And I really want you to feel as you continue breathing that air coming into your in through your nostrils and rushing out of your mouth. Feel that from the depths of your belly coming in and filling your lungs and pushing that air out. Literally imagine clean air coming in and pushing out anything that doesn't serve you. Breathing in. And one more time, all the way out. Good job. Let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through our nostrils. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. And as we continue to breathe, let's pay attention. Let's pay attention to our lungs expanding and contracting. And we pay attention to how our weight is distributed on our seat, feeling gravity pulling us down. We pay attention to how all of it feels physically. And in doing so, we're able to pay attention to how it feels mentally and emotionally. I feel safe. I feel calm. I feel comfort and ease. I feel joy knowing that I have access to this in any moment of every day. Keep breathing. And if and when your mind wanders, cool, no judgment, just bring it back. Bring it back and say, wait, what am I feeling in this moment? Continue to breathe and repeat after me in your mind. I am safe. I am safe. I am okay. And actually, I am better than okay because I am right where I need to be. I am creating my reality. I am creating. And I am worthy of my creation. I am worthy of what I am creating. And I deserve anything and everything that brings me joy. And I am grateful for the choice and the opportunity to create and to create my own reality. When you're ready, open your eyes. I want to encourage you to listen to this again because I know what it's like to know that the things I've said are true, but not quite be in the space of believing, of knowing in your bones, and being able to wholly and fully accept it. So when you can, listen again and go kick some ass.